In 1907, as published in the American Medicine Journal, Dr. Duncan McDougall found that his patients suddenly lost a little over 1 ounce of weight directly after their physical death. In these studies, the patients were kept on beds within a metallic basin that would catch any bodily fluids. The air they exhaled from their lungs upon death did not weigh anywhere near 1 ounce. Nonetheless, the weight loss remained consistent in every case. In 1975, Dr. Hereward Carrington and associates found that the average person would lose 2.25 ounces of weight while they were having an out-of-body experience. When they returned to the body, the missing mass immediately returned. It appears there is an energetic component of our bodies that may be withdrawing from each and every cell and projecting to other locations, either at death, when remote viewing, or when having an out-of-body experience. As we sit inside an electrically shielded room, we can create photons in a remote location we are viewing, even if no visible light can get into that area, as we saw in the Chinese experiments. This gives us a compelling insight into how light may actually be appearing inside the pineal gland. A surprisingly high number of people who have out-of-body or near-death experiences see a silver cord that attaches their astral body to their physical body. In the majority of cases, the cord appears to be attached to the exact location of the pineal gland and emerges either from the front or the back of the head. It may very well be that we all have an energetic duplicate of our physical body that is constantly traveling outside ourselves, as in remote viewing, and reporting back what it sees to the pineal gland through the silver cord. Ecclesiastes 12:6 seems to refer to this energetic cord. Remember him before the silver cord is severed, or the golden bowl is broken. Experiences after death. A surprising number of people experience a continuing consciousness when they are clinically dead, again suggesting that some part of our thinking mind is strictly energetic and does not need a physical body at all. In order for a person to be considered clinically dead, the heart has to stop beating, the lungs stop breathing, and there is no measurable brainwave activity due to the lack of oxygen. By any conventional medical account, our minds should no longer function or even exist. However, a variety of people report having vivid near-death experiences, NDEs, during this time. According to Dr. Sam Parnia and his associates at the University of Southampton, many studies have concluded that being clinically brain dead does not interrupt the continuity of our thinking minds in a surprising number of cases. A number of recent scientific studies carried out by independent researchers have demonstrated that 10 to 20% of people who go through cardiac arrest and clinical death report lucid, well-structured thought processes, reasoning, memories, and sometimes detailed recall of events during their encounter with death. The largest hospital-based study of NDEs was led by Dr. Pim van Lommel, a cardiologist in the Netherlands. Dr. van Lommel heard his first NDE report in 1969, where a patient reported a tunnel, a light, beautiful colors, and wonderful music. Dr. Raymond Moody's groundbreaking description of NDEs did not appear until 7 years later, in 1976. And Dr. van Lommel's interest wasn't piqued again until 1986, when he read a more detailed account of an NDE that occurred during a 6-minute period of clinical death. After reading this book, I started to interview my patients who had survived a cardiac arrest. To my great surprise, within 2 years, about 50 patients told me about their NDE. So, in 1988, we started a prospective study of 344 consecutive survivors of cardiac arrest in 10 Dutch hospitals with the aim of investigating the frequency, the cause, and the content of an NDE. Results: 62 patients, 18%, reported some recollection of the time of clinical death. In the core group, 23 patients, 7%, reported a deep or very deep experience. In our study, about 50% of the patients with an NDE reported awareness of being dead or had positive emotions, 30% reported moving through a tunnel, had an observation of a celestial landscape, or had a meeting with deceased relatives. About 25% of the patients with an NDE had an out-of-body experience, had communication with the light, or observed colors. 13% experienced a life review, and 8% experienced a border. Patients with an NDE did not show any fear of death. They strongly believed in an afterlife, and their insight in what is important in life had changed. Love and compassion for oneself, for others, and for nature.